Today is the eighth Sunday after Pentecost. Today's epistle is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans. Brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh, for if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. For whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again in fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit himself giveth testimony to our spirit that we are the sons of God, and if sons, heirs also, heirs indeed of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from the account of St. Luke. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said to him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for now thou can be steward no longer. And the steward said within himself, What shall I do, because my Lord taketh away from me my stewardship? To dig I am not able, to beg I am ashamed. I know what I will do, that when I shall be removed from the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. Therefore, calling together every one of his Lord's debtors, he said to the first, How much dost thou owe my Lord? He said to him, 100 barrels of oil. And he said, Take thy bill and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much dost thou owe? Who said, 100 quarters of wheat. He said to him, Take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, for as much as he had done wisely, for the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. And I say to you, make unto you friends of the mammon of iniquity, that when you shall fail, they may receive you into everlasting dwellings. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear faithful, in today's epistle, St. Paul tells us, he reminds us, that we are the children of God. Whereas our Lord is the Son of God by right, by being what he is, by being who he is, we are sons of God by adoption, by having this life of grace in our soul, sharing that very life of God, although in an imperfect manner. We are brought into this life of grace, this life of God, through baptism. Baptism washes away our sins, gives us the life of grace, and we are born into this supernatural life, into this spiritual life. We receive this life of grace, and we're made the adopted sons of God and heirs of God, heirs to live with him for eternity, with infinite joy. And looking at the different sacraments, we can always see that each one corresponds to a different time in our natural life or a different need in our natural life. For example, we have baptism to start with. It corresponds to our birth. And then we have the Eucharist, which corresponds to the food that nourishes our soul, that nourishes this life in our soul. And we also have extreme unction, which corresponds to our death, which helps us to die well in this life. And so as there is a different sacrament corresponding to all our different needs and to all the different times in our life, we have one for coming to an age of maturity, because in this life of grace, we are not always meant to remain as newborns. We are meant to grow in this life and to reach an age of maturity, to reach an age of perfection. The sacrament that brings our soul to this maturity is the sacrament of confirmation. It is the sacrament which allows us to practice perfectly in our lives all the virtues, the theological virtues, to live a life that is truly pleasing to our Lord. But unlike in our natural life, where we, as we grow older, as we reach an age of maturity, we grow more independent. This is not so in the spiritual life. So if this is not so, what do we mean, what do we talk about when we talk about growing to an age of maturity in the spiritual life if we don't reach a certain independence? Rather, when we become, what we really mean is that we become more dependent on our Lord. We have a more firm dependence, a stronger dependence on the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The reason for this is because as children, before we have the age of the use of reason, we are unable to commit formal sins. We are unable to understand what it is to displease our Lord and to offend our Lord. But once we reach this age of reason, then we can understand this, understand what this means. And then we have temptations that come to us, temptations that try to kill this life of grace in our soul. And since this life of grace is something completely above our natural life, we are completely incapable of sustaining this life on our own. And so we have to rely even more so now on our Lord Jesus Christ, on rely even more so on God our Father. And this is precisely why our Lord Jesus Christ told us, "Unless you become as children, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven." He wants us to have this simple childlike dependence on God our Father. Otherwise, we will not have the strength to carry out our crosses, our daily crosses, and to be able to resist all the different temptations that come our way. The sinners are those who seek this independence from God. When they commit a mortal sin, when they commit a sin, what they are seeking is their own independence. They do not want to be dependent on God. They do not want to follow His will. They want to follow their will and their will alone. But on the contrary, we see the saints. We see those who have truly reached this perfection in the spiritual life. These are the ones who embrace this dependence on God more than anyone. These are the ones who acknowledge their own weakness and fully embrace this dependence, knowing their own weakness and their own sinfulness of their fallen nature. One of the best examples of these saints is one of the most recent ones, Saint Therese of the Child Jesus. She formed her whole spirituality on this idea, on the idea of a childlike dependence on God. And she knew that it was only because of God's mercy that she had been preserved from any grave sins and that she had been reached this life of perfection. This is what we have to be convinced of in our lives. If it is not for the grace of God, then every one of us, each and every one of us, we can always fall into the gravest sins if we rely only on our own strength. If we do not want to be dependent on God, we will fall into the gravest sins. So from this, we learn that we can't look at sinners with thoughts of disgust, thinking that we are living a life of perfection, a life of virtue, whereas they have fallen, where they have offended God. We cannot condemn them because we have to know that we are capable of committing those same sins. We are always capable of falling because we are always capable of seeking to do our own will and no longer be dependent on our Lord Jesus Christ. Rather, looking on these sinners, we have to look at them and see them as our brothers, as our brothers and sisters, knowing that God wishes them to be His children as well. He wants them to be His heirs in heaven, to share His life with Him forever in heaven. And so looking on them, we have to feel compassion and pray for them, knowing that they are destined for the same end that we are. We have to pray that they abandon their spirit of independence and ask for that dependence to be really dependent on our Lord Jesus Christ. So if we wish to truly remain faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ, we always have to pray for this grace of dependence, to pray that he always gives us the graces that we need to live a life of perfection, to reach this age of maturity in the spiritual life. And so, again, let us ask our Lord to really show us our weakness, to really convince us of our weakness, just as he had convinced the saints of theirs. We see them that, you know, they say that they are such horrible sinners, and we think, how is this possible? They live such a virtuous life. They work all these miracles. How can they think that they're such sinners? The reason is because they see themselves for what they are. They see themselves as weak, fallen human beings, and that any good in them, any virtue that they have, it is only from our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's ask to really know that our weakness, as the saints knew theirs, and learn this necessity of being wholly dependent on him. And let us ask this of our Lord through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. Of all of God's creatures, she was the most perfect. She surpassed all the saints and all of the angels combined. All of their sanctity could not even compare to hers. And yet, despite all of her perfection, all of her goodness, she knew that all of these gifts were given to her wholly on the free will of our Lord Jesus Christ, on the free will of God. And because of this, she returned everything to God. She gave all the glory that is hers goes straight to our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us go to Our Lady so that we can learn this humility that she has, so that we can learn, like, she can really teach us this dependence that we have to have on God our Father, so that we can truly become true and faithful children of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.